Hey, here's a good story about, business as usual. Have you ever witnessed the We the People events? National finals are taking place. We've got a competition going on virtually this weekend. The Black River Public School team representing the state of Michigan to discuss. Peter A. Letzman on the line. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Shelley.
What an opportunity to know the world of We the People, a nationwide civics competition that is run by the Center for Civic Education. I know you, with attorney at law, important in this realm. What's this all about, Peter?
Well, this competition, a national competition that's been going on for about 30-some-plus years, of high school students who address issues about the Constitution. Should we have a constitutional convention? What did the forefathers think about the various articles? How does the Constitution apply, you know, in today's situation? And the students have questions. They have to answer the questions and then answer the examination by the judges. And I'm really proud of our group here. We won the state of Michigan. All of the high schools competed, and we ended up on top. So we're representing the state of Michigan, and we were to go to Washington. Unfortunately, with the way that things have changed, our trip to Washington was canceled, and now we will be competing with the teams from throughout the country. 66 jurisdictions are represented, I believe, as far west as Guam and maybe as far east as Maine. And we will be competing Sunday morning, and hope by Sunday evening I'll have some good news for the parents of the Black River students.
Thank you for that. And, of course, you as coach, Peter A. Letzman, Grand Rapids attorney, also assistant with the Hope College student and a Black River graduate who was on the team last year. What does it take for these kids, I think 10 students, to win?
Well, it takes a lot of work, a lot of dedication. And this year, of course, the school was closed, so we couldn't compete at the school as we normally do in our practices. So we had to switch to virtual competition. We lost our trip to Washington. The kids look forward to that every year. But more important, during this whole time, these kids have been practicing more than 18 hours a week. We literally meet from 9 to noon, 6 days a week virtually, and then the kids do their writing, rewriting, and trying out different theories and so on their own. So they have, even during this time of turmoil, have stuck with it, the endurance, the dedication, really proud of these kids. And you say, ask yourself, Shelley, that yeah, in the kids in the future, are we thinking that we're going down the wrong direction? And if anybody thinks we're going the wrong direction, take a look at these kids. They are smarter, I think, than my constitutional law, or most of the people in my constitutional law class in law school.
That is awesome. Peter Letzman, again, coach, local attorney for this competition, these Black River kids, Black River Public School team headed virtually. Is there a way that the public can witness the competition, Peter?
We will have a YouTube or some sort of recording after the competition is completed that will be available. If you Google Black River and We the People, that should lead you to the recordings that will be available. And certainly, if you're in the Holland area and have students at Black River, encourage them to participate in next year's debate, next year's team. It's only going to be better and more intense, and they will learn things like research, analyzing the Constitution, and then to express their thoughts in public. You know, the big fear of public speaking, these kids have overcome that.
Wonderful. Well, thanks to their coach. How's that? Peter Letzman, thank you very much on behalf of this We the People competition that happens virtually. Maybe a future president will come out of this. Take care to you, Peter.
Thank you very much, Shelley.